Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of God our Heavenly Father to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and salvation. O come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy. And merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness for all our sins, grace for true repentance and amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The lection for this evening is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. We read as follows. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Here ends the gospel reading.
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Christian faith is about the forgiveness of sins. The Christian faith isn't about anything else than the forgiveness of sins. Nothing in the Bible is aimed at any other truth than that our sins are forgiven in Christ. The God who became human flesh for us. That's the gospel, pure and simple. The forgiveness of sins. Your sins are forgiven. It really doesn't make any difference where you start. At the gates of the Garden of Eden, I will put enmity between you, Satan, and the woman, between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. It's in the prophecy of Isaiah. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's about the forgiveness of sins. It's in Jeremiah. He shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. That's the forgiveness of sins. It's in the sky over Bethlehem, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Peace and God's will toward men is the forgiveness of sins. In Jesus' own preaching, there is the forgiveness of sins from beginning to end. Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. It's preached by the apostles. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses. The apostle John, if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. There simply is no Christian message. There's no proclamation. There's no gospel without the forgiveness of sins. Our Lord came into the world for no other purpose than to forgive sins and to restore oneness between God and man. This forgiveness of sins is not a decorative or an abstract ideal that is proclaimed over the world in a vague sort of way. It is a forgiveness that touches the individual, as in Jesus' own words to the one individual, "Your sins are forgiven." But it comes not only from his mouth. He speaks that word of forgiveness through our pastors and through our brothers and sisters in Christ in our lives day to day. He commissioned his disciples. He breathed on them and said to them, according to John, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." And that's the message preached by those apostles from the beginning of their ministry to the end. And it continues to our own day. But he places that forgiveness in our daily lives with each other as well. In the prayer that our Lord taught us to pray, he teaches us to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." And that, of course, is the point of our gospel lesson tonight. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. And at the end, as we see later, he says, "Whatever you loose," that is, whatever you absolve, whatever you forgive on earth, "will be loosed, forgiven in heaven." And it is his will that in that way you open the gates of heaven to your brother, to your sister in Jesus Christ. In the 16th chapter of Matthew, Jesus speaks those same words to Peter as the representative of all the disciples. "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And there he calls it the keys. The keys to the kingdom of heaven. But it is not as though those keys belong only to the apostles or to the pastors. They belong to every individual Christian and to all of the Christians together. And each individual Christian in his daily life with others opens the gates of heaven by declaring the forgiveness of sins. And he locks those gates to those who are impenitent. In our lesson, our Lord also tells us how he wants us to deal then with others. If your brother sins against you, as we've heard, deal with him alone. You gain your brother, win him back in that way. But if he does not repent, Jesus says, take one or two others with you. If he repents, then there is forgiveness. If not, you tell it to the other Christians in that place. The aim is still to win over the brother to repentance. The aim is the forgiveness of sins. And only when one refuses to repent do we treat him as an unbeliever. Jesus tells us in this lesson that the objective of all of our relationships with our fellow Christians, with all of our brothers and sisters in this world, is to lead others to the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ our Lord. The objective is not to create a community of super spiritual, super religious, specially pious people. because in this world we all remain children of flesh and blood, and our sinful nature continues to cling to us until the day that we die. But where there is flesh and blood, where there is sin and unbelief, there is also the life-giving word of our Lord's forgiveness, where he promises grace and every blessing. He promises you that blessing, and he simply says, believe it. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thank you.
of our Lord Jesus Christ.